Orwell's estate has signed off, i.e. they were paid off. That's, I mean, you'd think they didn't have enough money already, but it's not about money. It's about whoever is running Orwell's estate is probably agrees with the fact that George Orwell's 1984 needs a feminist retelling from the perspective of the book's female lead, Julia. So 1984 feminist version is going to be one page. I agree with everything the government does. That's it. It's all good. Wear your mask and shut up. Of course, author Sandra Newman, the aptly titled Julia, will explore, I hope her last name's Gulia, Julia Gulia, will explore the events of 1984 through the eponymous, what, you know what, just because you use big words doesn't mean you're stupid, eponymous character's female perspective, who, as noted by the book's publisher, Granta, understands the world of Oceania, quote, far better than Winston, is essentially happy with her life. She has known no other world, and until she meets Winston, never imagine one, said a Granta spokesman to The Guardian. She's opportunistic, believing in nothing, and caring not at all about politics. So this is obviously not based on fact, because that's all feminists do, is live on politics. She's operative. She routinely breaks the rules, but also collaborates with the regime whenever necessary. So this is just a walking contradiction. She breaks the rules, except when it's not convenient. Then that's like me driving. That's like I break the rules every time I drive on the highway because it says speed limit 75, and I ain't listening to that. I ain't listening to that at all. So I break the rules whenever I want, but, you know, then I comply when they pull me over. But listen to that summary. It's all gobbledygook nonsense. And it really is a perfect description of feminism. They want to have all the great things, but when they actually talk about their lives, what do they always go back to? Complying with the government, because government's big daddy. Government does what, without big daddy government, none of feminism is even achievable. So the fact that you have a feminist writing a story about mind control, because that's what 1984 is, with each citizen in the dystopia London where the story takes place, constantly bombarded with propagandistic messaging from the party that must be believed or else, unlike Turley's Believe It or Else, which is a great show here on the Crusade Channel. In fact, one of the main villains confesses to the protagonist that, quote, the party is really after total control of thought for its citizens. And that's woke culture. Woke culture is, instead of the party, it is the message. And it strives to do what? To make us all believe the message. And how do they do that? I mean, the party in Orwell, 2 + 2 = 5. 1 + 1 + 2 + 1 + 2 + 1. But in real life, well, at least in our timeline, instead of 2 + 2 = 5, it's what? Boys can be girls. Babies are not people. White people are all racist. So it is going to be impossible. It is going to be impossible for Sandra Newman to write this feminist perspective of 1984 because she will only do what? She will revert to her base ideology, which is government good. But it's going to be a lot of fun to see them try to write it.